Welcome. In this lesson you'll learn a practical Live12 workflow for building a Fred V style mix out section tuned for sub heavy sound system pressure. We'll set up a dedicated mix out bus, build a mono sub layer, control low end dynamics, automate a high end roll off, and leave a DJ ready, club friendly section that translates on big subs. Lesson overview: this is a beginner workflow using Live12 stock devices, operator or wavetable, EQ8, utility, multiband dynamics, compressor or glue, saturator, limiter, and spectrum. By the end, you'll have a 1632 bar mix out that strips highs, reinforces the low end with a tuned mono sign, tames peaks, preserves punch via gentle sidechain and multiband control, and exports clean, loud, but controlled audio for sound systems. Before you start, keep a copy of your project. Work non-destructively. If possible, monitor on headphones plus near fields or a sub. Live12 stock devices are assumed available. But you'll build a looped mix-out section which strips the high end and creates space, reinforces and mono-sums the low end with a tuned sign/sub layer, uses stock devices to control sub-energy, retains punch with light sidechain and multiband dynamics, outputs a clean mix-out suitable for club playback. Step 1. Prepare the mix-out section. Duplicate the arrangement region where you want the mix-out and label it mix-out work. Loop the section while you set things up. 16 bars is a good starting point. Select your core tracks, drums, bass, sub, pads, vocals, FX, and group them. Name the group Mix Out Bus. This keeps all processing focused and safe. Step 2. Create a dedicated mono sub track. Create a new MIDI track called Sub Mono. Load operator or wavetable. In operator, set oscillator to a pure sign and turn off extra oscillators. Set the level between around -6 and -12 dB. In wavetable, choose a sine or triangle wavetable and reduce extra voices. Use a single voice algorithm. Create a long sustained MIDI note across the loop at the root of the track. For example, C1 if your tune is in C. Tune by ear and double check with spectrum or a tuner. Keep the level modest. The sub is a foundation, not the lead. Step 3. Filter, mono and routing. Place an EQ8 on the sub mono track and use it as a low pass if there's any unwanted harmonics. Cut around 120 to 150 Hz if needed. Add a narrow peak to check tuning if you like. Put a utility after the EQ and set width to 0% so the sub is mono and centered. Route the sub mono and the rest of your tracks into the mix out bus. Keep the sub mono inside the group so it gets the group processing. Step 4. Shape low end dynamics with multiband dynamics on the mix out bus. Insert multiband dynamics early in the chain. Set the first crossover near 120 Hz and the next around 1.5 to 2k Hz. Solo the low band to listen while you adjust. For the low band, use a gentle compressor, very fast attack, 0 to 10 ms. To catch peaks, release around 100 to 300 ms. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1 and threshold set to tame the big sub spikes. This prevents the sub from booming unpredictably on club systems. Unsilo and listen in context. Step 5. Add character, but keep headroom after multiband dynamics. Add a light saturator or subtle drum bus to introduce harmonics so the sub reads on systems that don't reproduce extreme lows. Drive very little. Think +1 to +4 dB equivalent. Use soft or analog clip mode sparingly. Finish the group with a glue compressor for cohesion, slow attack, medium release, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Step 6. Kick/sub interaction. If the kick stays in the mix out, add a compressor on sub mono and set its sidechain to the kick track. Use around 2:1 ratio, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 150 to 300 ms, and threshold so the sub ducks slightly when the kick hits. This preserves kick transient punch and avoids masking. If you remove the kick during the mix out, lighten or bypass the sidechain, but keep multiband control for peak management. Step 7. Automating the mix out filter and high end removal. Put an EQ8 or auto filter on the mix out bus and use a low pass LP24. Automate the cutoff slowly to roll off highs across the mix out. For example, start around 12 to 16 kHz and move down to 1 to 2 kHz over the first 8 to 12 bars. As you remove highs, raise the sub mono level slightly or increase low band makeup so perceived energy stays consistent. Automate reverb and delay sends down to tighten the tail. Long tails can smear subs. Step 8. Metering and final limiting. Use spectrum and lies meters to watch overall energy and the frequency bin around your sub fundamental, typically 40 to 70 Hz depending on tuning. Leave headroom. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dB defs before the final limiter. Put a limiter on the master with a ceiling of minus 0.3 dB, and adjust gain for tasteful limiting. Don't chase maximum loudness. Sound systems are loud by default. Step 9. Render and export DJ-friendly files. Export the looped mix out or the full master with the mix out applied. Also consider a dedicated DJ version. A long sub-only loop, or a sub-plus kick loop for handover. Label stems clearly so DJs can drop them into a set. Common mistakes to avoid: don't mono sum the whole mix. Only mono the dedicated low/sub track. Setting utility width equals 0 on the full mix kills stereo content. Don't boost subs blindly with EQ. Excessive boosts between 30 and 80 Hz cause clipping and translate poorly. Tune the sub and control peaks with multiband dynamics. Avoid oversaturation. Too much saturator or clipping squashes transients and muddies the low end. Watch phase. Duplicate bass layers can cancel. Check phase and invert if needed. Don't make mixed decisions on speakers that can't reproduce subs. Always reference on a system with low-end capability if possible. Pro tips: tune the sub to the key of the track. Use spectrum or a tuner to find the peak and confirm it's a harmonic of the root note. Keep sub frequencies mono but keep mids and highs wide. Use multiband dynamics rather than single band compression to avoid adverse interaction with mids. Use a gentle sidechain only if transient elements remain. If the kick is out, reduce sidechaining. Automate filter cutoff and slow musical curves, not abrupt steps. If the pure sign disappears on small speakers, add a tiny band limited harmonic around 120-250 Hz on a parallel chain and pull it in only when needed. Phase check with utility by inverting and soloing combinations to ensure layers don't cancel. Mini practice exercise: try this checklist on a 16-bar loop, duplicate and label mix out practice. Add a MIDI track with operator. Make a sustained one note C1 or your key, set to sign, route it to the group. On sub mono, EQ8 low pass at 120 Hz and utility width 0. On mix out bus, multiband dynamics with the low band soloed / tamed, saturator drive plus 2 dB, glue compressor with 1-3 dB gain reduction. Automate mix out bus low pass from 12K Hz down to 2K Hz over 8 bars. Add a sidechain compressor on the sub from the kick for light ducking. Render the 16 bars and listen on headphones and a speaker with low end. Adjust sub-level and multiband settings based on what you hear. Extra coach notes, workflow shortcuts and checks work on a copy or save iterative versions. Label groups clearly like mix out work and mix out final. Save a mix out template once you've dialed in a good sub-chain and multiband settings. Use instrument or audio racks and map macros for quick control. Sub-level, fine-tune, width, sidechain amount, low-pass cutoff. For automation, consider dummy clips on an auto-clips track using clip envelopes to keep the arrangement tidy. If the sub sounds boomy, tighten the multiband low band, shorten release, or notch a problematic resonance with EQ8. If the sub collapses in the mix, check phase and that only the sub track is mono-summed. Order your chain sensibly. EQ right arrow utility, mono on sub right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow character saturator / drum bus right arrow glue right arrow limiter. Automation and musical timing ideas: use slow S curves over 4, 8 or 16 bars for musical roll-offs. Counterbalance high-end removal by automating slight sub gain or low band makeup. Automate reverb and delay sends down to tighten space as highs are removed. For a final DJ cue, gradually narrow master width in the last 1 or 2 bars, but check translation carefully. Monitoring, metering and export checklist: sub is tuned and visible in spectrum. Utility width equals 0 only on the sub mono track. Multiband low band tamed for peaks. Sidechain behavior tested with and without the kick. LP automation is on the mix out bus and sounds musical. Peaks around minus 6 dB FS before limiter. Limiter set to minus 0.3 dB ceiling. Export full mix out plus at least one DJ loop or stem. Small habits that help: name and color tracks, save versions as you go, and use racks and macros to speed future sessions. Freeze the sub when you're happy with it to save CPU. Check your exports on multiple playback systems, headphones, small speakers, near fields, car or a system with a sub. Recap: we built a Fred V-style mix out using only Live12 stock devices, a dedicated mono sub layer with operator or waveable and utility width equals 0, routed to a mix-out bus. We used multiband dynamics to tame the low band, added light saturation and glue for character, sidechained the sub to keep kick punch, and automated a slow low pass to remove highs and emphasize subs. Keep headroom, tune the sub to key, and export DJ-friendly loops and stems. That's the workflow. Now open your project, duplicate your section, and try the mini exercise. Listen on multiple systems, tune carefully, and keep changes reversible. Good luck and have fun getting your mix out to hit hard on the floor.